Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone after the Utah Jazz get really handled by the Lakers tonight. 95-86 is the final as the Utah Jazz offense never got going. One of the worst offensive games we've seen out of the Jazz in quite some time. Ron Boone and I will dissect it and what went wrong, plus take your questions. It's all coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South, 20th East, also located at the Gateway, and now the new store all at 900 South and 100 West. I pause there for a second because there's kind of a bizarre thing going on. Dwight Howard is out taking shots. Quinn Cook is out taking shots. And I think that's it. So the Lakers evidently wanted more action than they got tonight. I'm David Locke along with Ron Boone. We'll open up the chat room for you as well. But Ron, let's just start off with offensively the Jazz score 86 points. That's after scoring 31 in the fourth quarter. So they score 17 in the first, 20 in the second, and 18 in the third. What went wrong offensively?
Well, the Lakers, I thought, did a great job of blowing up what the Jazz wanted to do, and the Jazz just did not react, did not counter to it. I think if the Jazz would have got going, knocking down some shots, and some of those shots that they did get, then the Lakers probably would have to change up and do something different. But as long as it was working for the Lakers, they didn't try to change things.
All right, when you say blow up, what do you mean?
Well, blow up meaning they took away the Jazz dribble handoffs. They took away, they were very aggressive out on the perimeter, kept the Jazz just playing a pick and roll game instead of the dribble handoff games or the pass away and cut, you know, that type of thing. And just kept the Jazz off rhythm by being aggressive. I thought the Lakers did a great job of when they were defending the Jazz, beating the Jazz over picks. And that usually Rudy sets a great pick, but it's up to the Jazz guards or the forwards, whoever's running off those picks, to not let those players through.
So I watched that Oklahoma City game. The Jazz win, but their offense wasn't very good. Donovan plays well late. Was this a continuation of that, but against a better team, so it was more obvious?
I think a better team, it made it look worse than what it was the other night. Now, it's strange because during preseason, we talked about the offense being ahead of the defense. And now the season starts, and Quinn has made some adjustments. He's worked on defense here the last three or four practices that we've seen, and the offense is the one that's struggling.
The defense, really, the positive tonight, the defense was great again. The defense had a really good game. The Jazz have made some adjustments to how they're defending. Quinn's understanding this team better, and the defense really looked terrific.
It really looked good, and even not giving up a lot of three-point shots or some of those uncontested. They went 8 for 25. They were 6 for 24 against the Clippers the other night, so that's a good thing. But when the Lakers needed to score, they went to the big man. They went to LeBron James, and the Jazz just didn't have an answer.
Interestingly enough, just from this game standpoint, it swings when the Lakers don't start JaVale McGee in the second half of the game and they start Anthony Davis at center where he doesn't want to play. He actually, you can understand maybe why he doesn't want to play there. He gets really negated from that point. He goes 1 of 3 for about the next 19 minutes. But it opened up the LeBron James, Anthony Davis pick and roll that everyone's talked about all season long that they have not been using up to that point, and the Jazz really had a hard time, and LeBron got rolling.
You know, the strange thing is that I thought the Jazz were prepared for that because they worked on it this morning, and then they wanted to go underneath the screens there on LeBron James and not go over the top and you know, try to take that away, but you know, they seemed to get it done.
Let's go to some of the questions that are coming in from people on Periscope. We are live at Locked On Sports on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. We're at Locked On Live. Thanks very much for tuning into our multiple feeds on our post-game show. This also goes up as a podcast afterwards for you. Karasia Roger says, this is worrisome. How worried are you, Ron?
I'm not worried right now. I just think the Jazz will get it together. We have too many shooters we should start to panic after two ball games. You got, what, 8 new players on the team right now? Is it 7 or 8 new players? The Lakers have 9, you know, but I think you just have to wait and give it time.
The bench numbers were pretty daunting tonight. Royce O'Neal, 26 minutes, minus 17. George Niang, 23 minutes, minus 14. Ed Davis, 10 minutes, minus 15. What's more daunting about those, Ron, is if you go grab them at the end of the third quarter, if anyone's got an end of third quarter box for me, over here, Melanie Chacon, our former statistician, is now and the Jazz broadcast crew is fiddling around. At the end of here, this has got 2:25 left in the third. The game's not. Actually, I really need the end of the third quarter because that's when the Jazz got blitzed and the game got blown out. They were down by 20. Guys were minus 20, minus 25, really having a tough night at that point. So if I can find those, I will. Let's go to the back. We got a bunch of questions suddenly flying in. It's awesome to hear from you guys this late at night. From our Twitch broadcast at Cyber Brioche, I like both teams' defensive effort, but Utah's offense was so static. I guess Moutier, lots of efforts, but on very low efficiency. What is causing the static offense?
The fact that, that you have your stat sheet there, that it's hard to say because they're struggling right now with getting to spots and getting to do the thing. You watch practice, Davis, and everything goes smoothly. But as soon as there's a defense or it's a defense that's a little different than what you're used to, you have to be able to respond to that. And the Jazz are not doing it right now. I mean, there are certain keys out there on the floor and Quinn talks about this a lot in practice. When they do this, you have to do that. And this is where they're struggling with right now. When they do this, the Jazz are not trying or they can't get into that.
From our Periscope broadcast, Haslam Jared says, outside of Donovan, no one knows their role and looks lost. I agree, and I talked about this on the Locked On Jazz podcast coming into this. You're asking everyone to take a brand new role. This is crazy different for Mike Conley than what he used to. Boyan's actually doing something very different. He didn't play tonight. Each of these guys has a different role than they've had before, so there's an adjustment to it. But let's dig in on Mike Conley for a second. A 3 of 11 night where, frankly, he was actually 1 of 8 through 3 quarters when the game was still in doubt, and then Quinn ran a bunch of plays to get him going. What is causing – no one has suspected a 2 of 24 start for Mike. The bigger one tonight was the turnovers, the 4 turnovers. He looked so uncomfortable. What do you think's going on with Mike?
Well, hopefully he's not losing his confidence. And he got off to a terrible start, and I think he's starting to press a little bit. I mean, the hype was definitely there. Conley's going to the Jazz. The Jazz is going to be this, and they're going to be doing that, and going to make them a much better basketball team. He struggles the first basketball game. Now that puts pressure on him. And believe me, David, when you're knocking down shots, take it for someone who knows, that when you're not knocking down shots and you continue to miss them over and over and over, and there's a lot going through your head as how to make sure that the next shot goes in. Your mechanics change. You start thinking about mechanics. You start thinking about your follow-through. Am I going straight up or straight down? I mean, just all those things go through your head, and it's like missing a 3-foot putt that you should have made.
How different is it for him, the fact that he brought the ball? His rhythm was based on him bringing the ball up on every possession, and he's not doing that anymore.
Well, when he's the initiator of the offense, that could be something he's going through right now. I thought he would welcome that to the point where he didn't have to, where he could play the off guard sometime with Donovan, getting them into the offense, that type of thing, if they could play off of each other. But maybe he is struggling with that. I mean, that would be something we'd have to talk to him about.
And Jared Seven Bake says, Jazz will be fine. Got to just got to figure it out. I also thought they looked a bit timid. We would probably agree. Blade Williams 16 on Periscope. Why did Ingles flat out no show when we needed him most? Wow. Going after poor Joe Ingles, who was guarding LeBron James for much of the night. I think that you got to commit one side or the other to this.
Hey, let's play a game tomorrow night.
Matt James says, if Ron says don't worry, I'm not going to. Matt Richards from Periscope says Boyan is a big deal for us. And let's see, do we move too many pieces in the offseason? Says Ritz Kurt, 2 games in, he wants to make it up. JN Creer wants to know what's up with Mike. We just, I think, discuss that. Somebody said we miss Ricky Rubio. That, well, right now we probably do because Mike needs to figure out his mold. Somebody else said we miss John Stockton. I don't think he'd be very good right now. I think the biggest issue, Ron, if we're going to wrap this up, if I was asked the question, is where's all the three-point shooting? I'm a huge believer in shot distribution. Our shot distribution's way off right now.
Okay, if that's the case, and you think we need more three-point shots and we're not getting in the half court, do we need those early threes? I mean, pushing the ball up the floor, a couple of passes, and shoot a 3. I mean, if you start making a couple of those, then everything else, I think, will start to fall into place. You know, who knows?
But and it's interesting. I actually think to myself a little bit that the quest to push the pace is what's getting us out of our system, which leads to three-point shots. So that tells you that we actually don't have the answer. The Jazz get blasted here in L.A. They play great defense. Donovan was super in the third quarter, but those are the highlights of the night. Otherwise, the Jazz lose to the Lakers. They go to 1-1. We'll play the Kings tomorrow night in our purple uniforms. We look forward to seeing you there. Thanks very much for tuning in to Postcast.